Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I've got a real pleasure here today as I've got two guests across from me. Carrie Hulbert.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Carrie. Thank you very much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure being here.
She's the executive director of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. See, I said your name right now.
Yes, thank you.
Since you're sitting in the room.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
Well, I apologize for messing it up earlier.
That's okay. It happens all the time.
Yeah, it does. With me, anyway. Also next to her with a name that is much easier phonetically. It's Tommy Kent. How you doing, Tommy?
I'm good, Bruce. How are you?
I'm all right. Now, so since you're over the age of 30, are we going by Tom now? Which do you prefer?
You've been
Tommy all my life.
I would say Tom, and then my friends would all slap me because I'm going to be Tommy probably till I'm dead. So
yeah.
It just kind of depends on who I'm talking to.
Well, I see now that's true too. Tommy Kent is here from the Frontier Community College. We're going to talk about all kinds of different things today. We're going to talk about the Bobcat Den opening up. We're going to talk about some of the stuff going on with the chamber. We may as well start with the chamber, though, because this is Carrie's show.
That's right.
As
you set this up. See, now that's the thing. I wonder whenever Tommy's coming in.
Yeah.
Whenever I see Tommy, he likes to spring surprises on me. I really thought you were going to be coaching the softball team or something.
No, you don't want me coaching that.
Kicking Slover and Ellis off to the side
and
bringing you in to coach the softball.
Yeah, no surprises today.
No surprises today? Okay, well, that's good. That's good. What's going on, Carrie? What's going on with the chamber? Did you guys have a meeting today or is it Thursday?
No, it's next week.
Next week?
Yes, because the meetings happen the third Tuesday after the third Monday.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it's
how
next
did
week.
That get figured? Who?
I don't know.
You haven't looked into the bylaws.
It's in the Constitution.
It's a bylaw.
It's a bylaw, by golly.
Well, that happens, I guess.
Yep.
We appreciate you being here early then
here.
On your case. You've got things to talk about. Before we get to Men on a Mission, which is a lot of fun. I was up there. I go up there every year for it and do a little shopping. I was the mayor last year, by the way.
Yes, I hear that.
Really?
And he's reclaiming his spot back.
You realize that? Yeah, there was a gigantic acclamation for the job that I did as mayor. That he was afraid he'd lose his job all the way around. You heard that, right? Is that what you heard?
Well, he's taking his claim right back, so
well, that's fine.
He's getting it back.
His spot. Before we get the man on a mission, tell me what happened about the open house.
The holiday open house. We had a great turnout downtown.
Really?
Yes, and all the other businesses.
Nice weather?
Midtown. Yeah. Oh, great weather. Yep. We had lots of kids come in and write letters to Santa and give them to Mrs. Claus. We actually had 110 letters.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to read any of them, like over the shoulders of the children?
I did.
What were some of the...
Some of us helped them out writing them.
Yeah, they're children. They can't all write all terrifically well. What were some of the things that kids are asking Santa about, making sure...
Xbox.
Well, they're just asking for Xbox. They didn't ask about he's the reindeer and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. It was so sweet. Some child had a letter to the elves.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do the elves have names? Presumably.
Yeah, it was Charlotte, Scott, and Carrie, and Sarah that day.
Really?
Those were the elves helping out.
I had
out.
No idea the elves had, I guess they would have names.
Yes.
Chris Kringle was an elf,
right?
I guess. So that makes some sense. All right, so what were some of the other things that, were the kids asking Santa for like peace on earth, a goodwill toward men, and safety with your reindeers and that kind of stuff?
No, not really. They just want the good stuff.
They just want the stuff.
Yeah.
They just want the goodies.
There was a letter. It was, I want my family together. Every once in a while you get something like that, and it's kind of sad.
How many letters did you send?
110.
Mrs. Claus, I guess, drags those things
busy.
All the way. Now she's got to take them back up to Santa Claus.
Right.
She was
right.
Last night at, she was at the big light thing last night.
Oh, good.
The holiday lights festival thing. She handed out candy canes.
Good.
To all of the senior citizens and also to the roasted chestnuts.
Oh, good. That was nice.
Wasn't that thoughtful?
Well, she's going to be at the park Saturday at the Festival of Lights, yeah, because we have a big event coming up.
Oh, so Saturday's just a gigantic day.
It is.
All right, open house. Who won prizes? Did you have any?
No, we didn't have prizes. I don't know about each individual store. They
I'd say stores had their own prizes.
Yeah,
right?
But I don't have any of that information.
They didn't give it to you?
No.
How come?
I don't know. They give it to. Yeah,
you might have asked for it.
I guess I could. Okay, I'll do that next year.
I was going to say next year. You're the one coming on the show.
Yeah, I'll do that next year.
All right. Well, that's good. Successful Christmas parade. I know the Kiwanis put that on. And,
yeah, it was a great parade.
That helps the retail merchants and the chamber out too, right?
Yep.
Do you guys have anything? The chamber and the retail merchants have had a float in that before, and we didn't do it this year, did we?
No, I wanted to, but it's kind of a good thing because Lucas ended up having a ball game over at Wayne City. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably for the best then.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you would have been trying
to be in two places at once.
The last time the retail merchants tried to have the float in there, that was when it got snowed out.
Oh.
So that really kind of
tried. They had to cancel the parade.
Canceled the parade. It almost canceled Christmas.
Oh, no way! No way! Can't cancel Christmas.
All right, what's going on this weekend? Let's talk about Men on a Mission.
Men on a Mission. It's a third annual shopping event, and if men go shopping, they spend $10.
Now, you're not a man.
No,
you're
clearly
a woman.
I'm not.
Clearly you're not a man.
I need to send Patrick shopping, don't I?
That's my question.
Yeah.
Is it okay for women to go shopping with the men, or is it just men alone? Or I know the men are the only ones getting entries into the big prize.
I think it'd be okay for the woman to go with the man and point out what they want.
Well, that's kind of what I've always wondered. That's kind of what I've always wondered. Maybe the women can go along with the men and go in and then leave, because then the men get at least the illusion.
Yeah.
They
get their ticket.
Choosing something on their own.
Well, right. Yeah. We'll ask
Tommy. He's not he's not married, but he has had girlfriends over the years. One, maybe two, 10, 15, 20, who knows? That he's had to buy gifts for. Will Men on a Mission, is this something that appeals to the young man to go out and buy a gift, by golly?
Yeah, I mean, men...
You don't really think about what we're talking
about.
Men
really don't care about shopping in general. I braved the Evansville Mall this past weekend doing some shopping. And
blasphemer! What are you doing?
I would have been wise to just go uptown and shop there.
See, you don't have to fight the crowds
because
downtown.
Yeah, you
get personal service.
The crowd and the traffic made me realize I should just shop
at
home.
That's exactly right. We've got the example right
that's
here.
That's right.
We've got the example.
Yeah, when you shop over there, you get all mad because the traffic's so bad. But here we have Christmas music playing downtown for everybody's enjoyment. You get personal service.
I gotta know how long did it take you to find a parking place? Saturday was such a gorgeous. Did you go Saturday?
Yeah, I went.
You're
Saturday.
Insane.
I know. I've lost my mind.
You have lost your
mind.
Well,
the
I'm
plan
serious.
Was to go over to Evansville and play tennis, and our court time got pushed back. So I'm like, well, I better get my shopping
and
done.
And the court is right there near
right
Eastland
there.
Mall.
Yeah,
it's
there
about,
at Tri-State Athletics.
Block.
So I parked way in the back, kind of by JCPenney. I went in. I picked up one thing and realized the line was too long. I walked in another store, grabbed a bunch of stuff, was standing in line, got to the front of the line, had a lady tell me, there's nobody over at that register there. I said, okay, I'll go over there. Kid looks at me and says, are you in line? I said, yeah, I'm in line. He said, well, the line starts back there. So I ended up in the back of the line.
Again.
I was just
oh
in the front
of. Oh, my gosh. See, you would never encounter that in Fairfield.
Should have just shopped at home.
Right.
So I got to know, do you think the shopper who actually suggested you go to the other register knew what they were doing?
I don't think so. I don't know if they had a clue. Either
they could have let you back in front of them.
Yeah, well, they were already gone. They'd already checked out. I ended up in the back of the line. I was just at the front.
You're over there with people you don't know, and they don't realize that you're a doofus and don't know what you're doing.
Yeah,
or you wouldn't have left the line to start
I should have just had my IQ wrapped around my neck so they would know, hey, I'm stupid. Show me where the line starts.
Well, you see, now we can tell him the benefits of what
Men
on a Mission is.
That's right. Look at all
these
great places you can go shopping on Saturday.
I know. Now I know.
Now you know. That's exactly right. And we've got to now tell about the big prize.
Oh, we get a recliner from Rush's.
Just for buying, shopping locally, you'll be able to you'll be entered into a entered into a contest, a raffle, right?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yep. Yeah. You get a ticket for every $10 you spend.
So, all right.
So if you buy a lot, you can have lots of tickets, and then you can win your chance
to like
of
five different stores
your
downtown
chance of winning.
And buy five or ten, you know, $10 or $15, $20, $25, $100 at each place. Just think of the number of tickets you could have accumulated.
I know.
Wouldn't all right now? And is this a recliner? Is this another Bears recliner or what is
this? No, it's just a lazy
just
boy,
just a standard one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I know you have an office.
I do, and I am looking to fill some space in it, so
there
a recliner
go.
Would be
you better
nice.
Go shopping, Tommy,
yeah.
this weekend downtown.
We've got it perfect. We're going to talk a little bit more about Men on a Mission with Carrie and Tommy when we come back here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these words.
This night Christmas seems so far away. Somewhere, are you missing me? I'm wishing and watching a star, and I pray to live in a world where we all can be free. I'd fly straight to your arms and never more roam. My spirit is aching, I wanna come home to you. So I pray to heaven, sweet mother and child, that my only wish will come true. Christmas with you. Here in the distance, does God hear me say, carry me home to you? The world that I love is so far away, and you know my heart is true. The road that I travel that led me to here will lead me back home and lay me down near.
So do you want to hear the end of this thing?
No, that's okay, but it's really good to hear some things in the rock and roll. Thank you, Bruce.
Well, I'm glad to help. That's Rick Springfield, Christmas With You. I've never heard this before. It's a very tender song, isn't it?
Yes, I like it.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show. Joined by, this is Bruce Dickey, joined this morning by Carrie Halbert, along with Tommy Kent. And we're talking about various and sundry things going on. We've been talking about Men on a Mission. How many folks are, who are all the stores participating in
there,
Carrie?
Amber Marie's, B-Way, Black's, Fashion Flowers, Farmer's Daughter, Hope and a Future, LJ Liquidations, Rush Appliance, Serendipity, The Willow Tree, Amy Sweet Gallery, Carnaby Square, The Corner, Gottman's Jewelry, Kincaid's.
A bunch.
Mel Connection, TTT Designs, Unique Laristique, and your flower shop.
So now at each of these places.
Yes.
If you go in there and you buy something, for every $10 of something you buy, right?
You get a ticket for every $10 you spend. That's correct.
Do they collect the tickets and then bring them down to the chamber to you?
No, each individual store will have a box.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you put it in there, and then I'll collect
the Then you're going to collect
tickets.
The boxes.
Yep.
The boxes and get all the tickets.
Yep.
And
we'll
need not be present to win, I guess.
Right. We have a really cool clock, too, we're giving away.
Yeah, tell me about the clock.
It's a huge, I mean, this is a giant clock.
It's a big wall clock, right?
Yes. Yeah. And it's neat. It's kind of very rustic looking. Serendipity has donated that.
Well, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's It's good to get spread around a little bit because it seems like Rush has been donating the chair for two or three years in a row.
Right.
But you get to get that other gift donated by other folks, too.
Yes. Yep. We have great retail merchants.
And tell me again about the mayor.
The mayor, yeah, Mayor Griswold. He's going to be walking downtown from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And if you see him, make sure and say hello, and he's going to give you a chamber buck.
Just for saying
just
hello.
Just for saying hey.
And the chamber buck will do what?
You can buy something. You can go to Taco Tierra, put it towards a drink. You can, you know, go put it towards
any
something.
Any chamber member, right?
Only certain chamber members. Yes. Okay. Yep.
Which ones?
Oh, there's a whole host of them.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Okay. I actually have put it on our Facebook page before. You know what? Speaking of chamber bucks, it'd be a great idea. If there's somebody you don't know what to get them, you can get them chamber bucks.
Really?
Yeah.
Give me a break on that. Do you give like $20, 20 chamber bucks for
$25? Chamber bucks for $25. It's a deal.
That's exactly right.
You get a little cute little red bag. It'd be perfect for
Christmas.
So you
got the little red bags too?
Yes, it's perfect
I thought I was special.
Great stocking stuffers.
I thought I was special.
Come on, come to the chamber and buy your chamber bucks.
I thought I was special last year when I got the little red bag of chamber bucks to go hand out to folks.
Everybody's special.
Oh, that's true. How well put is that, Tommy?
just amazing.
She loves her
stuff. Yeah, you would think she had Cliff Notes, but...
She just brings that stuff off the top of her head.
Yeah.
Just amazing. Just amazing. All right, now tell me what's going on this Saturday.
Well, VPF is having Festival of Lights, which we've been having all month.
Uh-huh.
But we have special events. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be in their house located at the park just west of the pool. Iconic Studio will be taking pictures.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Where's the house?
It's just west of the pool.
Oh, it's in the parking lot. Okay, yeah. So it's down in the. It's down the hill. From the pool.
Not by the island. It's the other way. It's the first parking lot.
Yeah, down the hill.
Right. Yes, down that hill. Not down the road hill.
All right.
But down
the hill. Well, you had me confused when you said west of the park. West of the pool, I was thinking up on the hill.
No.
Folks might not want to climb up there to.
Well,
yeah. How's Santa Claus? Has he been there much
yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. He stopped by yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yes. He is giving away goodie bags.
No kidding.
To the kids that visit him, and he needed more, so he came by and got them.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Very nice.
I didn't really. Did Santa bring his sleigh?
Yes.
To get the goodie bags?
He landed on top of the chamber.
Did he?
He did.
Is that safe?
Yeah.
I'm just making sure. I mean,
it is.
There's no pigeons up there anymore, right?
No pigeons.
All right.
No pigeons.
Just making sure. All right, Saturday. What's going on?
Okay, so Iconic's going to be there taking pictures, and you get a free 5x7
okay.
from them. But you have to go to, you have to pick it up at their
free
studio.
Free 5x7 picture of your child with Santa, or you with Santa. Is this, okay, all right, there's a question. Is this Santa visit? Adults can come in there too, or do you have to have kids along? I didn't know.
I would think.
I mean, I had pictures. We had pictures taken with Santa last Saturday when Santa made it to the. Santa was at Kincaid's.
Yes, on Saturday. That's right. He was.
And see, that's really the cool thing about Santa. He'd be all over the place.
Yeah.
But we had pictures
He's magical.
Taken. That's he is magic. just like Jesus. We took our pictures with the dogs. You think Santa will mind if we bring dogs down there to
gotta
the park?
Gotta be friendly dogs.
Friendly dogs?
Yes.
You know, that's the thing. That's for your own, it's not for Santa's safety. He can take care of himself. But it's for your own well-being and good that your dogs be friendly dogs. Because if they're unfriendly, that's naughty.
Right, you don't want your dog on the naughty list. Like my dog is always on the naughty list.
That's exactly right. You don't want to mess with that. All right. What else we got going on there?
Mercedes Grody will have her miniature horses.
Because I mean, at some point, I'm going to have to talk to Tommy.
I know.
We haven't talked to Tommy yet.
That's all right. I'm just here hanging out.
Okay.
Jan and Dean Linder, we're going to have free hot chocolate and cookies.
Really?
Yep.
Free corn dogs?
Nope. What? Corn dogs. Hot chocolate and cookies.
Can you buy corn dogs?
I don't know. I don't know.
They had corn dogs up at the parade.
Right.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. The Fairfield Rural Fire Department will have their musical lighted fire truck at the park entrance.
Did you see that in the parade?
Yeah, I did.
Isn't that the coolest thing?
It
is. The yellow truck.
I love it had the reindeer.
Had the reindeer up on the ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really neat.
The Fairfield CP youth group will have a live nativity across from the pool, and then special hosts will be employees of FNB.
All right.
Fairfield National Bank.
Where are they standing? What are they doing?
They stand at the beginning of the park when you come in, right there.
So they're going to be the ones helping out
and
directing
donations.
You and also gathering donations as well as giving you the
donations
program.
Donations are always accepted.
Giving you the program that tells you who's doing what, right?
Yep.
Who's got who had donated which particular lights?
No, they don't have that.
They don't have that anymore?
Mm-mm.
You used to have that.
I know. We don't now.
What happened to that?
I don't know.
What did our chamber executive director slough off or something?
No, it's VPF. We do have a map of lights, and we didn't get to that this year.
You just forgot about it?
I guess so.
I'm surprised by that.
Christy usually does that. She keeps pretty busy, so.
Yeah, Christy is pretty busy.
Yeah.
Did you have something else there?
Oh, and I have
about?
Santa Claus's hours. And if you want to know his hours, go on the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce
Facebook page. He started like Saturday, right?
Yes.
Full time?
Yes. Yep. So those hours are posted on the Chamber Facebook
page. Is he going to be there all the way through Christmas Eve?
Yes.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So I could go in there on the day before Christmas and
Christmas Eve till 4:30, and
that'd be sweet.
Lucas saw the hours and he goes, "Why is Santa in Fairfield on Christmas Eve? Shouldn't he be around the world?"
Well, he's magic. He can be.
I said, he is magic. He can do anything he wants.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I'm glad that your kid was asking about that. I mean, really, Lucas is the older kid though. That's the surprising thing to me.
He's 13.
That's the 16-year-old.
Yeah. Hunter Fisher, I know, that kid.
He is a mess. All right.
One more thing before we talk about Bobcat. All right. Okay, TGIF tickets.
You know, Tommy just threw his pen down. Yes. He's waiting to talk.
I know. No, real quick, fine. TGIF raffle is going on. The Fairfield Retail Merchants are doing it. So buy your ticket. There's a host of different places you can buy. The tickets are $10 each, and we are doing a drawing every Friday.
Where can we buy the tickets?
Mel Connection, Carnaby Square, Merle Norman, The Corner, Willow Tree, Amy Sweet Gallery, Ewing's, Embroidery and More, Serendipity, Your Flower
Shop.
Is
there any particular time frame that I need to have my ticket purchased? But you'll sell tickets into the year, won't you?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Farmer's Daughter.
Because
Blacks,
it's good all year long, right?
Right. Hope in the Future, Unique Laristique, and FNB, and the Chamber.
Okay, and you're going to be letting me know sometime every Friday?
Yes, I'm going to be calling you every Friday. It has to be before I go to my first job, though.
Does that start on, are you starting out on the 1st? Or are you
22nd.
January 22nd?
Yes,
it's the
first drawing.
We'll,
and I have tickets, Bruce, if you want to buy some.
I don't have any money.
Oh, whatever.
I don't. I'll show you my wallet.
Tommy, you can buy a ticket.
I don't carry cash.
I've got no cash.
I work with you at my other job. I can catch you.
Just take a direct deposit out of my check.
There you go. Yeah, he's buying 10 tickets.
Okay. Tonight, we have a very special event going on.
Tell me. No. I didn't think the tonight one was, it's tomorrow night, isn't it?
No, tonight, the Chamber. The Chamber is having business after hours at Frontier Community College.
Really?
It's a Bobcat Den. It's very special. It's for Chamber members only.
Okay.
This is huge. We haven't had a business after hours event in a very long time. So
4:30
I'm really
to
excited 6? About it. 4:30 to 6 tonight. Chamber members only. That's why it is very important that you be a Chamber member, because you have exclusive rights to events like this.
I see what you're doing here. You're trying to get new Chamber members,
too. Of course.
Too.
I do have two new Chamber members, by the way.
Well, we'll get to those eventually, because we're already onto this.
We'll talk about this. Go ahead. Go, Tommy.
Oh, I can talk now.
She just took over the show.
Oh, okay.
Sharing the mic with you. Go for it.
I just wanted to make sure. I figured we were going to go through everything happening in 2016 as well.
Hey, the Chamber's a busy place. I can't help it.
No, it's a good thing. We are having our Chamber event tonight. As she said, we start at 4:30 to 6 o'clock for the Chamber members.
Where do I want to go? Are there tours tonight, or self-guided?
No, we'll have guided tours if people want to see all the progress that we've had, door prizes and light refreshments.
Tommy, let me ask you a question. If I'm a racquetball player.
Okay.
And I, used to play racquetball out there religiously 10, 15 years ago. Will I still? But then they by golly tried to make a movie theater out of it.
They didn't let
me play racquetball for 10 or 15 years. And said they're in there watching Wedding Crashers or something like that. That's the only movie I saw out there. That's why I said that.
Oh, okay.
Is this going to be? This is going. I'll still have the ability to play racquetball, won't I?
Yeah, there's still one racquetball court out there, and you'll just have to call and reserve it. We'll go by the hour, and so you can call and set up a time to come out there. And so it's still available. you know, there are no more movie theaters, so you don't have to worry about that. But really? The racquetball court is still out there.
All right, where are the tours starting? Do I need to come out to the coffee shop side, or do I go to the other side? Or see, the only entrance I'm used to knowing, if I didn't go to the movies there, would be the other side where the steps are.
Yeah,
and,
the west.
And those aren't there anymore.
Yeah, the west stairwell. Yeah, we're actually going to put a rope in there and test everybody's strength. And
not a bad move.
Oh my gosh, my 13-year-old would love that. He loves to do that at CrossFit.
No kidding. Yeah. That's really cool.
No,
that would be pretty cool.
We'll enter through the coffee shop tonight, and then when we get the stairwell built and completed and we open up in January, that will be the main entrance.
Now, will you? Oh, really? The main entrance to the fitness center
yes,
side,
yes,
is going to still be the old
stairwell. West stairwell.
The
yep.
new, but it'll be new stairwell.
New west stairwell, I right. guess. Yeah,
but same place,
same spot. Yeah.
You're going to have that thing locked tonight, right?
The west stairwell. Yeah.
Yeah. Last time I was there, it wasn't locked.
Yeah. Well, we encourage people to come and do any construction work they feel like doing. So, no, it'll be locked.
You got stringers out there?
I can
build some stairs?
Yeah, just in case you want to give it a
bring
try.
Bring my own hammer?
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like the thought.
BYOH is
yeah,
what
I like
it is.
That.
So,
I like
yeah.
that.
But that'll be locked, and the coffee shop will kind of be where we have our food area and stuff.
Well, now, all right, so the tours, though. Tonight at the coffee shop. Can I get a cup of coffee tonight?
I believe there's light refreshments. I don't know if the coffee shop is open this evening, but it is open starting next semester. So they had a little bit of a soft opening just to kind of, I guess, test the waters.
How'd that go?
Work out. It went well. I mean, they've got some really good drinks. They've got smoothies and lattes and espresso. And
now you're involved more on the fitness center side,
I am.
Right?
Yeah, that is the one part of the building that I do not have any control over. Linda Monge and the entrepreneurship program really put that together and guided that entire project. And then we hired Andy Hill through our bookstore. He'll be taking over the duties of the coffee shop. Linda will kind of be handing off the baton to him, and then we'll go from there. So, yeah, I don't really have any control over that.
One thing I'll bet you do know about, however, other than the coffee shop's going to open up when the semester starts, right? You're going to be open the fitness center before that.
Yeah, well,
is the plan anyway.
Yeah, yeah, we've got a free 1 week trial starting January 4th.
Oh, really?
And so people can come out, try it out. We've got
it's
little
for folks to get rid of the cookies and stuff. That
yeah, yeah, you know, burn off the Christmas food and the yeah. Thanksgiving food, and really start those New Year's Eve resolutions early.
Yeah.
It's always good to start those early. And so we've got some free 1 week passes that you can get at our student services building.
Really?
Yeah. And
nice.
So people can literally start signing up today for their memberships if they're interested. So
we'll be back. We're going to find out where you can go to sign up for those memberships, as well as find out what equipment and what the facility is really going to be like out there at the Bobcat Den out there on the campus of Frontier Community College. When we return here to the Bruce Dickey Show, I've got Carrie Hulbert along with Tommy Kent. We're having a good time. You're listening on WFIW AM 1390 and 104.9 FM. Back after these.
Morning, folks.
That's basically, I've done everything for you, you've done nothing for me. That's what people yell at Santa Claus.
I'm so glad you have given everybody their dose of Rick Springfield today. Thank you, Bruce.
Oh, you're very welcome, Carrie. Carrie Hallberg.
Everybody needs that in their life.
Oh, yeah, they really do. Carrie Hallberg along with Tommy Kent here joining me today. I'm only teasing. I'm a gigantic Rick Springfield fan.
Whatever, you know you're
not.
I
think it's the epitome of quality pop music in the United States, and
he has a huge fan base.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I wish I could have been there for that. Hey, right, Tommy.
Let's talk to Tommy.
All right. We've been talking about the Bobcat Den.
Yeah.
And the fitness center is all part of the Bobcat Den as well, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're not two different things, but they're.
Yeah. No. The coffee shop, and then there's a student lounge.
Hey, one of the things I was going to ask about before we get back to the fitness side, on the coffee shop and the student lounge, has I'm almost 99% certain of the answer before I ask it. Is the wireless going?
Yes. The Wi-Fi is throughout the entire building.
See, I figured that's going to be something that you'll want.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing is, you know, everybody's on some sort of electronic device, especially our students, and we wanted to make sure that we gave them access to do whatever they need to do academically, no matter where they are on our campus.
And that's the cool thing also about that Bobcat Den, at least the coffee shop side of it. The lounge is amazing.
Yeah. It's really nice. Like I said, Linda Monge and Jan Wiles and Galen and Kent, they did a lot of work on it. Chad Noble, who's our IT guy, has done a ton of work, and the people up at District to make that just a really nice place for our students and for the public to go. I mean, this isn't something that's just open to our students. This is open to the public as well, and we encourage them to come out, get a coffee, and enjoy it.
Is it the same way for the fitness center side too?
And that's a big misconception that I've tried to kind of reconcile was that the fitness center is not just for our students, that it is open to the public. And we do have membership rates, and we have classes that are available to students and the public.
Oh, really? So what kind of classes are you going to have out there? I think they probably have, I'm assuming, spin class or something like that, which I don't know what it is. That's where people ride a bike in class.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, it's a stationary bike, and currently we've got one section of that class, but it filled up really quick, and people are excited about it, so we're probably going to be opening up another section. Luke Harrell's going to be doing some aerobics classes out there, and we have a physical fitness class, which is our PEI 1101, which is kind of our weight training class. If people want a little bit more, I guess, goals and to help them with their exercise program, then that's a little bit better than just having a membership.
Tommy, with the addition out there of the Bobcat Den, did this permit Frontier to extend some new classes, create some new classes that they had not had before?
Yeah, we've created a lot of different classes. You know, we always had yoga and we always had Zumba, but the aerobics classes that we're having, the physical fitness classes that we're having, we're doing a Thai Fit class. We've been in contact with Marty Kewen. He'll probably be teaching that for us. So it's really opened us up to some new physical activity classes that we would have never been able to do otherwise.
Where were you doing the Zumba and the aerobics beforehand?
A lot of times it was
stores, right?
It was down at Bob Boyle's Hall.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just kind of a smaller space that it's really hard to get the atmosphere that you want for a yoga or a Zumba or any sort of physical fitness class in an environment like that.
I got to know, do you have a volleyball class or league or anything going to be set up?
No, currently we don't have a volleyball class, but I did find the net and the ball when we opened
up the place.
What
kind of shape is the net?
The net's in pretty good shape, but the ball was in a little worse shape than the net was, but we did find the net, and I believe the spot to put it up there in the racquetball court still there.
So when the Showplace folks took over the place, did they basically leave the racquetball courts alone and all the equipment on the other side alone for a while?
Or? Yeah. I mean, when I walked in the very first day, nothing had moved an inch since I was 19 years old. So,
are you serious?
You know, I think maybe they had added some stuff, but yeah, they really just didn't do much to it, positive or negative, I guess. And nothing had really moved. And so everything that you will remember from the late 90s was still sitting in the same spot it was.
Well, and, but now you've got new equipment throughout, right?
Yeah, well, we...
Or for the most part?
Yeah, for the most part. We reused a lot of stuff and kind of went through and took a look at what was usable, what we could keep, and what just needed to be pitched. We pitched a lot of stuff, but we also kept a lot of stuff. And then we bought all brand new dumbbells, 5 through 105, and as we...
Oh, yeah, that's almost enough for me.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, you know, that was our goal, was to make sure that Bruce had enough to bench press out there. So, yeah, we took care of that.
I appreciate that.
As we go, it's going to be a work in progress as far as equipment. We've got some nice stuff out there. You've got the ability to work every body part that you need to, and as we go, we'll get new stuff.
Now, tonight's the business after hours, but aren't you having an open house sometime else also for this?
Yeah, one? Yeah. We're actually, our public open house is actually Wednesday, December 16th.
So it's tomorrow.
So that's tomorrow, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. So there's two different time frames that people can come out.
You get a chance to take a look at it?
Yeah, get some guided tours, you know, ask any questions that they want to ask about memberships or classes, and just kind of get acclimated to the new fitness center and look at it. I mean, it's
have you seen a lot of excitement?
Yeah, we, you know, I've had people say things to me out at Walmart. We've had tons of phone calls.
Oh, yeah, I
answer
the phone
services
out there in the mornings, and I've had a lot of people call in.
Oh, really?
And ask about memberships. A lot of people have called to ask about memberships.
Yeah.
Nice. And I forget that you're out there. Yeah. Sorry.
And so
I'm doing dual duty today.
Yeah, she's
very impressive.
Yeah, she's good at that, you know. So but yeah, we've had a lot of excitement, and I think our price point has really gotten people excited about the fact that they can, you know, start to work on their fitness and make that first step toward being healthier.
What kind of number are you talking about?
Not breaking the bank. Well, our daily rate is $5. Our weekly rate is $10. Our monthly rate, which is really the probably the best deal that we have, is $20.
And that's for adults?
And that's for adults, yeah. And
it's
then
a single rate.
That's a single rate.
And then we've got a three-month rate for a single person at $55, which you can't really beat. And then we've got family rates as well.
What's a family rate?
Well, a one-month family rate's $45. So that's mom, dad, and any kids above the age of high school age.
Okay.
So that kind
high school age or below?
High school age or above.
Above.
Yeah.
Well, I'm confused.
You have to be a freshman or older to be a member of the...
Oh, okay. Now, see, I didn't realize that. Okay. Yeah. So no memberships available to 8th graders or below, right?
Correct.
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. And that's just for safety purposes, I guess?
Yeah, that it just really comes down to safety. You know, there's just a lot of moving parts in a fitness center. And you want to make sure that the people there are mature enough and old enough to kind of take care of themselves. And
I'll say it. You're not going to say it. I'll say it. You're not going to say it. You're not babysitters.
No.
No, you're not. No, you don't have to say it, Tommy. You can just nod if you want. Okay. The Bobcat Den is not a babysitting facility. Well, now, tell me, what's the... whether you'll be able to get courts for racquetball. What's the nicest piece of equipment, nicest new thing that you're most excited about? Maybe not piece of equipment, but when you look at what all the work you've done, what's the one thing that really pops into your head?
I'm really just excited of how different it looks and how nice it looks. Like I said, when we walked in, it was a nightmare. I mean, they just kind of turned the key and left. And so there was, you know, movie projectors and equipment that didn't work and walls that used to be there that aren't there now. And like I said, Galen and Kent and the maintenance staff out there at Frontier and the contractors that came out and did work for us, they just did an amazing job. And I know that especially tonight at the Chamber event, the people that remember it as the Racquetball Club and remember it as the Fairfield Fitness Center will just be overwhelmed with how
I
much
can't wait to see it.
Looks.
I haven't seen it yet.
How long ago was it actually the Fairfield Fitness Center after the after?
It was Fairfield Fitness Center when I was 19, so that's 17 years ago.
I was in high school and I graduated in 89.
I was trying to remember when the when it stopped being that, when the movie folks took over.
That I'm not sure about. That'd be a chamber question.
That is a chamber question.
I don't know. I was not involved in the chamber back then. I could research that, though.
Well, you might do a little work on that. Yeah. Maybe see what you can come up with. I got to tell you, it sounds like a lot of fun. Give me the hours again for tomorrow for the public. Make sure that we get folks out there.
Yeah, the public open house tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Come out and see us. Ask any questions that you'd like. We'd love to have you out there.
An exciting week in the chamber. Give me it again real quick.
Yes, Men on a Mission Saturday, and then we have Festival of Lights going on as well.
Men on a Mission. What time What time will folks be open for that? What time will they start doing that?
Noon, or I mean, some business, every business's hours are different, so 8 to noon or 8 to 3.
Yeah, but I mean, when will I be able to start getting my tickets, collecting my tickets, and throwing them
in? I would
in
say
the
most
thing.
Stores open about 9 a.m.
Yeah. Do you have, give me that list of stores again before you run off here, because I'm running out of time here. If you want.
Amber Marie's, B-Way Blacks, Farmer's Daughter, Hope and a Future, LJ Liquidations, Rush, Serendipity, Willow Tree, Amy Sweet Gallery, Carnaby Square, Corner, Gottman's Jewelry, Kincaid, Mail Connection, TTT, Uniquely, Rustique, and your flower shop.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
That's quick. You want to work? You need a job in radio? Another job?
Sure. I love it.
Guys, Tommy, thanks for coming out. Appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks.
Carrie Hallbert, thank you very much for coming out.
Thanks, Bruce, for having us.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. We'll be back tomorrow. I've got Keith coming on. Talk to y'all real soon.